A word for you from Isaiah 9 verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. How many glorious titles the Lord Jesus has. Here God speaks about his plan of salvation, and he's starting to let on and to give hints at what he is about to do, even though this was hundreds of years away from the actual event. The Lord Jesus is promised his gift. The gift of God is promised many years before it, and it's promised to those who are feeling the yoke of their burden, as it says in verse 4 of the same chapter. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken. How does God break it? Through the child who is born, the son who is given. For it says, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. When you're living in sin, perhaps you're listening right now, you know that you're still living in sin. You grasp at certain things in Christendom, but you also grasp and hold on to certain sins. Well, they are a burden. As it says in verse 4, it's a yoke. It's hard going. It's tough. It's tiring to live being yoked to your burden of sin. And the staff on your shoulder. You are being oppressed by your sin. It is cruel. It has promised you much, but Satan, of course, doesn't keep his promises. He is only cruel. But the son who is given, he shall bear the government on his shoulder. Instead of another burden being added to your shoulder, Jesus takes your burdens upon himself. And here is part of the promise, not just of his birth, but of his whole commission. The Lord Jesus has come to take your burdens upon himself. Yes, the child is born, the son is given. But remember, it was not just for us to rejoice at his birth. God was looking to his death, which he, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, had planned even before you were made, before the world was made. And it was to release you from your burden of sin, of you being your own government. For Jesus wants to be your government. He wants to rule and carry it upon his shoulder.